step into the ring and fight. Don't be afraid to fight. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, we read, "Fight the good fight of faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called, and you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses." Reading this verse, I'm prompted to ask fellow Christians, 1. Why do we seem to think that our life will be easy and trouble-free? 2. Why are we surprised whenever we are under attack? 3. Why are we lazy and have such little understanding of God's Word and the need for spiritual training? 4. Why are we so weak and ready to cave in, give up, or quit when the world makes fun of us and spiritual warfare begins? 5. Why are we afraid to fight? I say to fellow Christians, you may have been a peaceful and easygoing person your whole life, but now it is time to fight. It is time to start a disciplined regimen of intensive spiritual training. Get on a strict daily diet of God's Word and prayer. Renew your mind with God's Word. Change your thinking and behavior. If you ever hope to win the fight of faith, you must subject your body to a rigid routine of holiness and learn to say no to selfish desires. You must walk in love with God and man at all times. You must refuse to give in to fear, doubt, and unbelief, selfishness, and the impulse to go along with the world. You must control your emotions and do what is right, even when you don't feel like it. You must fight and win over every temptation, test, and trial. You must come to realize that God wants you to prosper in every area of your life. You must resist the temptation to believe the facts of your situation over God's Word. Child of God, walk in your divine power and authority. Quit waiting on God to solve every problem. I encourage you to confess every day, "I will fight today," and every day, "I will not be afraid." Jesus, you won the ultimate battle on the cross. Satan is defeated. Jesus, you are in me, and through your grace, I win all the time, no matter what. Father, thank you for Jesus' victory on the cross and for the redeeming power of his blood. Holy Spirit, today I receive your gift of grace, peace, courage, boldness, and supernatural strength to fight and win every fight. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.